The performance of a team on the field makes the ultimate memory. But many times, teams are remembered just as much for their stadiums as the moments those buildings create. For the first two decades of the Minnesota Vikings franchise, they held the ultimate home field advantage. It left a lasting memory for fans of playing in the cold and snow at Met Stadium.
I went to the very first Vikings game in September of 1961. They beat the Chicago Bears 37-13, and it's an iconic Minnesota franchise. And we, you know, I couldn't bear to have my legacy, the Los Angeles Vikings. I mean, it just wouldn't be right.
For three decades, visiting NFL teams came to the Twin Cities, thinking not about the weather, but the extreme noise inside the Metrodome. But as the Dome aged after 30-plus years of existence, a new era was needed.
We spent 12 years at the Capitol to get the legislation through, and that was the first 11 years were pretty brutal. But the last year, we were able to get that momentum, that coalition of support with business leaders, labor leaders, bipartisan legislators, the governor, our owners, and probably most importantly, Viking fans who stepped up from all corners of the state to say, let's get this done.
Sunday, the Minnesota Vikings will officially kick off inside U.S. Bank Stadium. And it's hard for the 2016 team to hide their excitement.
I walked in the stadium when it was 90% completed, and I had to wear a hard hat, you know, some goggles, some gloves, you know, and it was unbelievable then. But now coming, you know, maybe a month later or a month and a half later and seeing the final product, it's mind-blowing, you know, from top to bottom. All the bells and whistles, the biggest doors in the world. You know, you got the club purple, I call them patio suites on the bottom. They call it patio suites, you know, because you just walk right out and you stand right on the field like you're right on your patio.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I mean, for me, you know, being a Vikings fan my whole life and growing up, going to the games at the Metrodome, which I thought was amazing. As a little kid, I always wanted to play there. And then going to TCF, which was a great stadium, and then now to have this is, it's pretty special. When I found out that, you know, they were going to build the stadium, I was just hoping that I made it this far to get to see it and to get to play in it. So I'm pretty excited to get preseason here and get in here and get a game in.
For years, the Vikings took the field at the Metrodome, and while the stadium served its purpose, it provided many limitations. Now the players can finally say they play in the top venue in football with state-of-the-art features everywhere.
The teamwork it took to get this bad boy together had to be like outstanding, because for them to finish early and still have everything precise and on point and now just finish up the little touches here and there, I think that's a tribute to how hard they work for not only the Vikings but for their city, because they care as well. You know, I'm pretty sure there's a ton of people that's from this area that worked on this building, and I gotta say they did a great job. I'm impressed, I'm excited, I can't wait for the opening day.
When I had heard about the stadium initially, you know, it was kind of like, wow, I cannot wait to see that. And then when I got here and I'm actually inside now, it's remarkable. I mean, you talk about everything in here that's just gonna be awesome. It's a mix of, you know, really, really nice fancy stuff and the blue collar people, which I'm really gonna enjoy. And, you know, especially when you walk out into the field through the fans, I mean, that's gonna be unbelievable. It's always an experience to see the fans before the game.
Sunday's game against the Chargers will be much more than an NFL preseason game in late August. After a soccer match and two concerts, it makes the first football game to be played at U.S. Bank Stadium. A new chapter in the history of the Minnesota Vikings and a new place to call home.
It's a great feeling knowing that I'll be the first team to play in that stadium, and you know, hopefully I can make that my home for many more years to come. But we know how important, you know, fan support is, and they've been great for us. You know, whether it's at TCF Bank Stadium or I heard guys talk about how the fans were at the Metrodome. So, to get our own home now, like I said, TCF was great. You know, the facility was awesome and everything, but to have a place that we can call our own home, you know, it's exciting to know that, you know, you are going to give children memories and, you know, citizens of Minnesota, you know, memories for a lifetime.
The organization has made lasting memories in both Met Stadium and the Metrodome. Sunday marks the day of a new venue to create more Minnesota Vikings memories.
I mean, anytime you drive by downtown, you can see it, no matter where you are. And, you know, it'll be fun to play in the best stadium in football. You know, it'll be the best the NFL has to offer, and You know, that's a testament to, you know, Minnesotans and Viking fans. You know, now they'll have a special place to go on Sundays, and, you know, they deserve it.